Welcome to Afram Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and organization. These important discussions come to you from SEIU 503's African American Caucus, known as AFRAM. AFRAM's President Carol Littleton Kelly and Treasurer Glendora Claybrooks will bring these podcasts to you this month on AFRAM Speaks. Join us.
My name is Ibrahim Koulibaly. I live in Eugene. I am the Emeritus President of SEIU 503 African American Caucus. I was the president for the last few years. I'm also the secretary for SEIU International Western Region African American Caucus. So I'm the secretary for the caucuses, Western Region, which include California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Nevada. Racism is often understood as, solely in terms of blatant and hostile behavior and attitude. But at workplace, it may take it may be a little bit subtle, and thus may implies that it may not be obvious. You have things like people trying to ignore you because of racism, or people judging you on how you look or your work performance, or things like the food you eat, the way you dress, the way you talk, and your hair. So all of these are part of workplace racism, but usually you won't see it in terms of people using some kind of hurtful language at workplace, because they're smart enough to know that can get you fired. Microaggression is a series of, kind of benign words that people use sometimes that seem not to be directed at you, or that seems, or that sounds sometimes even friendly, but it is hiding in his core what may be some triggers for you to second guess or question what was the real motivation for these marks or for this type of behavior. It's kind of try to give a negative impression to your image or to what you do or to who you are. You will see things like people trying to let you know that they feel uncomfortable about the way you address sometimes racial conversation, but they also will express that they feel uncomfortable saying certain things around you. They may talk about the way that you seem to be hostile, or you seem to be very on edge when it's come to racism. So all of those type of behavior and or language at workplace might contribute to make a person of color uncomfortable, to create a hostile work environment for you, or to push you to make a mistake so they can complain about it. So microaggression is a series of behavior or words that are used around you that seem to be friendly sometimes, and that seem not to be directed at you, but in reality, those behavior and words are meant to get you to get under your skin, for you to make a mistake and be in trouble. What people should do when you experience racism at workplace, or even if you experience something and you may not be sure that this is racism, it is, if you feel comfortable, first talk to the person about what they say or what their behavior is. You can just say, when you say this, what I hear is, you seem to be making a racial comment here, and that make me uncomfortable. Can you stop it? If you don't feel like don't feel comfortable talking to the person, you can go to another coworker, or you can go to HR, your supervisor, your manager, anybody at your workplace that you feel comfortable talking with, and kind of share what you're going to. The second thing is, you know, because we are a union, we have some of our members who do not have a supervisor at workplace. I'm thinking about the home care workers. And sometimes racism at workplace doesn't come only from your coworkers, can come from your client family, or your client friends. And some of our members work at people's houses, so it's a place where you are more vulnerable than us, the state workers, who have a workplace. We have a structure where we can complain, and we have identified people we can go to. But talk to the first person who is in the line of your duty. Talk to a DHS if your clients, you get your client through DHS. Talk to your supervisor or coworkers and ask them for resources, or talk to your union rep, because the union can help you navigate to identify the correct body, the correct entity to make your complaint to. And be your own advocate. Talk to people when something make you feel uncomfortable. Talk to the person directly. If you are at the workplace and there is nobody there, it's you and the person or someone else, let them know that there are some type of comment that make you feel uncomfortable. You think you are not welcome, and ask them to stop. But always report it to someone else. If you happen to be a state worker, or you work at the workplace where you have other coworkers around and management around, always go to them. You can also be proactive. You can be proactive about things that may sound to you as being racist. You can bring literature. You can direct people to do more reading, or you can share if you feel comfortable talking about it. You can start a conversation around it, not necessarily about you, but just by asking your coworkers what may make them feel uncomfortable, what type of conversation they don't want to have, what type of behavior they don't want to see. Then by listening first to what they would say, you can also voice your part and talk about, you know, racist comment, racist behaviors, and those kind of thing. I believe those combination of, you know, of being proactive but also reporting and definitely addressing the issue directly can help mitigate racism at workplace. For those who are not often victim of racism, I'm talking to about my white allies. It is to continue to educate yourself, to continue to learn more about racism. Then you can identify, you can see it. You can be a great witness. And sometimes, because racism most of the time starts in a circle where the person who is the victim is not part of, because people will feel more comfortable talking to you as someone who look like them about what they don't like about other people. That's where you should start your activism. You should start talking about how unwelcome those comments may be at workplace. You can educate your coworkers. You can raise concern with HR and say, hey, I hear this person having this type of conversation. Maybe we should see if we can have some trainings around diversity, and so this person understand that this workplace is diverse and it's open to people from all backgrounds. So those type of comments are not welcome. If you are a person of color, you can, when you have the opportunity and if you feel comfortable, share your own experience with your coworkers, because sometimes people just don't know. They have not been exposed to it. I had the opportunity to talk to someone. We grew up in rural Oregon. He did not have any person of color around, you know, his family. His town had like one family that came from Central America, and he just didn't know. There were a lot of conversation that he couldn't identify whether those comments were raising racism or not. So we had a lot of conversation. I opened up to him. I exposed him to some material. We watched some videos together. And that person is a great ally now. It's people, some people just don't know. And that doesn't make them racist, or that doesn't make them complacent with racism. So have the courage to have conversation and to educate people. And sometimes too, you know, people may say the wrong thing without necessarily thinking about hurting your feeling or thinking that what they are saying is, you know, racist. So take the opportunity to clarify things with them. Say, hey, you know what, you may not have intended to hurt me or my feeling or to say something wrong, but this is how whatever you just said sound like to me and to a lot of people like me. So take the opportunity to teach, take the opportunity to educate, but also to ask, if you are not a BIPOC, ask how you can help, because it's not necessarily what you want to do. That may be what people are expecting or people need for you to do. So ask, how can I be an ally? Where can I fit better, you know, in the effort to making our workplace a more welcoming workplace? So ask, educate, have a conversation, and listen, learn more about others, and learn more about racism and anti-Semitism and, you know, bigotry and all of those behavior that have the negative impact on other people's life because of their race, color, religion, sexual orientation, country of origin, language, and you know, disability. All of those can be used by some people to make derogatory comments to other coworkers. So be on alert, look for those and point them out, and have a conversation around being an ally, or have a conversation around educating people.
Thank you for joining us for AFRAM Speaks, continuing conversations about racism in the workplace and organization. AFRAM is the African American Caucus of SEIU 503 Oregon.